very much in favor of the counting of points.
Does it work for you? No.
Hello, and welcome back to The Run Through, your favorite figure skating podcast, where we talk about all the things that make us kiss, make us cry, and make us look back on this season and give out some highly prized awards.
Yeah, yes. I think we need to think about what the awards should be called. We don't have a name for our awards show yet.
No.
Surprise, surprise, we're coming into this unprepared.
Right, but... That's right, everyone. It's the Nameless Awards Show, the first annual awards show with still no name. And we do hope that we will have a name by the end of the podcast, but you really never know with us. So, what a day. The stars are out. The red carpet is unrolled.
We're in our finest.
We're in our finest. I'm wearing Under Armour.
I'm wearing Lululemon.
I'm wearing a sports bra.
And honestly, Lululemon is my finest. These are the finest clothes that I own. I feel that way every time I put on one of these shirts. The fabric is better.
Lulu is expensive. Yes. That is finery.
Right. That's I'm a patented material, Luan. Ironic.
Huh?
Luan is a patented material. Patented. I'm sorry. My brain is like smooth. Like... I've said this like three times already this
You've
morning,
lost
but like
the ridges where all the information sneaks in.
It's glassy. It's like a marble. If they were to open my head up right now, it would look like a glassy marble, a cat eye marble.
As a psychology major, that is something scientifically accurate.
Thank you.
Yeah. And that's why your language skills are gone.
Yes. Amen, sister.
Okay, how are we going to present these awards? I mean, I think,
with
Adam,
dignity.
Should we switch off being presenter of the awards?
Yes, I think, so should we do, well, we'll do it in the order
Ashley,
of
do
like...
do you want to contribute as a presenter or do you want to be audience member
only?
I feel like someone needs to sit with our listeners and that person is going to be me.
Who better to sit than you? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's going to be me and Rosie because...
Oh, good. Yeah, because we're going to have an audience member.
She's awake. And
great.
Yeah, this is an audience of two.
So if she's crying, it's because we chose the wrong nominee to be the winner.
Yes.
This is high stakes. So true. I really hope that the right choice was made.
Should I start with the first award?
Yes. Woo!
Now... The nominees in best what just happened moment. Our first nominee is Isabeau at the end of her world championships free skate. Our second nominee is Isabeau at the end of her nationals free skate. Our third nominee is Isabeau at the end of her program after falling on a spin. And our final nominee is Isabeau Levito winning in the kiss and cry after falling on her spin.
Truly some unbelievable moments.
Yeah. Isabeau.
Congratulations to Isabeau, the only nominee.
And the only winner so far, no matter what. The winner is Isabeau winning in the kiss and cry after falling on a spin. And that is really incredible, Isabeau.
Wow.
I'm so happy for you.
Congratulations,
the first
Isabeau.
Award. The first
that really
award.
Was a moment in time. The kiss and cry drama of that where she showed it was like relief.
It was
right?
relief.
That's how I would describe it. She had this like deeply dramatic expression of relief.
No, it was really amazing because like, you know, we've been saying that like we really want more drama in skating.
Oh, I've been saying that.
And Isabeau does it because she always is wearing her heart completely on her sleeve no matter what's happening.
That's true. Yeah. No matter what spin she is falling on.
No matter.
Her heart is out there.
Yes. And our heart is with her.
All right. The next award. Most dramatic fall.
Oh God, this is.
And
so
no,
exciting.
It's well, Isabeau's Spin is nominated yet again. So congratulations yes. to Isabeau, 5 nominations so far
today.
Wow, it's
she's really racking them up.
Also nominated in this category, Kaya Reuter, doing the craziest waxel you've ever
that was
seen.
Horrific
at Skate Canada.
It was amazing.
Horrific.
We've all
a
done
downgraded
it.
1A on the protocol.
Well, okay.
Incredible. Mm-hmm.
Really incredible stuff. Lara Naki Gutman's ending pose.
I mean.
Are we considering that a fall?
Well, if your stomach is on the ice.
She's gracefully descending.
It is dramatic, though, don't you think?
Great point.
Yes.
And our final nominee, Ivan Shmaratko. Choreographing a fall at the end of his short program and getting a fall deduction.
Oh, I hope that wins. I hope it wins. That was so. I remember when we chatted about that. That was crazy.
That was crazy. Yeah.
He went down hard.
He had so much control and conviction.
He did go down. Not enough control, I would say. Too much conviction. He went down really
hard. Thank you. The technical the technical panel is saying it's too much conviction.
Yeah, it was a lot of conviction.
You're too committed to this fall.
And the winner is...
Mm-hmm.
Lara Naki Gutman's ending pose.
I disagree.
Oh my God.
I feel shafted.
No. You feel shafted?
Me, personally.
Well, whose do you think should have won? Who was your vote? Because Adam and I voted for Lara, so who did you vote for? We are the Academy.
Right.
The three of us.
Similar to the actual Academy, there's a lot of mystery as to how these awards are actually decided. but you can't complain if you don't vote.
That's so true.
That's true.
But the reason that, I believe that this is the correct answer is because it is. And that is why I believe that.
And that
well,
is
and,
that.
You know, RIP, we will never see this ending pose again unless she does this program for a third straight season, which she
could. I hope she does.
Yeah, she could do that.
She gives me the vibe of similar to me, who would just keep
who
on
loves,
keeping on. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right. If it
can
ain't broke.
You guys remember your most dramatic falls?
Yes.
Oh, I can.
Yeah.
I have 2.
The uterus one?
My uterus fall.
Mm-hmm.
And my short program fall at Worlds.
Which Worlds?
Boston Worlds. I fell on.
Oh, but that's like a fun dramatic fall.
That was cute. That wasn't dramatic. Yeah. That was, the program was over.
I would say that Lara Naki Goopman's fall is a fun fall.
Fine.
mine is like at a Skate America, I did a quad lutz and fell. Shocking to no one. No one is surprised. And I almost fell out of the rink, but I smashed into the boards.
I thought you were going to say the Skate America dislocated shoulder fall.
Yeah, where you had to smack it back in.
I did, but I was erect the whole time. Like, I never went down. I didn't fall.
Wait, really?
Yeah, no, because like I...
What did you do to make it pop out?
I put my hand down. Like I don't, here's the thing. This is really important. I don't want the audience to think that I put my hand down because it was clean. It was so cheated that I put my hand down and my arm got twisted and then I dislocated my shoulder. So I just I do want to make that clarification here and now that it was because it was so not clean is I think what they said when they reviewed it.
That was actually the review call. It said so not clean.
Right. It said so not clean. It said yeah, it was... medical emergency.
So not clean.
For our next award, this is very exciting. Our next award. Yeah, it's inspiring. Is the most entertaining interview of the season. Our nominees are Adelina Sutnikova saying she tested positive for drugs at the Olympics in Sochi. It was a riveting interview. Camilla's deposition with WADA about her strawberry dessert. I mean,
pretty entertaining.
An interview for the ages, some might say. Camilla's fake grandfather, who was maybe a paid actor during a video interview, which is also, again, this is like we're heading into Isabeau territory, even though Isabeau has 5 nominations so far. Camilla is getting 2 so far.
That was one of the best parts of the whole cast decision, like the legal decision where they were talking about not being able to verify this man's identity.
It was that is who may or may not exist, I think was the quote. Not to be outdone by her student, our final nominee is Atari saying that she is helping girls get bodies they want to see in the mirror.
Yeah, Russia really cleaning up in this category of entertaining interviews.
Which is completely deserved.
By doing illegal things.
Yes. Right. but truly in the best way.
Crime pays. And I've always said that.
I mean, actually, currently, body dysmorphia is still legal. So.
It is. And alive and well. But.
Right.
Our winner is Camilla's fake grandfather, who maybe was a paid actor doing a video interview.
But then refusing to do an in-person interview and him maybe not existing. Yeah.
I feel like the maybe is really, really starting to become less maybe and more absolutely in no way, shape, or form exists.
I want to meet this actor.
I
want to know his going rate.
I want to meet the Academy.
I want to have him on the show.
I do disagree with this because nothing is as entertaining as Adelina Sutnikova after the fact going, well, I tested positive and then I tested negative. After.
See, I love that it's entertaining to you. To me, it's less funny because I competed at that Olympics.
Yeah, no, Adam got outvoted on the Academy ballot.
I was the tiebreaker
on this one. He was
upset. It's too close to home. I think the idea of someone not existing is so fun.
No, I think it's you live in Boston. This is a lot further from your home now.
Sochi is closer to Boston than it is to LA.
That's so true. Never mind.
Yeah, when we voted yesterday, Adam and I went through and voted, and we were like, we'll have Ashley be the tiebreaker on anything we disagree on. And Adam was so sure you were going to side with him on this one, and you didn't.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, so.
Only to me.
Okay, our next category. Weakest skater, also known as most inspiring.
I love what? This.
Oh, I can't wait to hear who's nominated. This is so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Deanna Stellato-Dudek.
Yeah, so
So inspiring.
Adam Siawimfa.
Mm-hmm.
Ilya Malinin. Riku Ryuichi. Ryuichi Kihara. That's not their names.
No. No, but
I just
they
said
actually
two first names together as a name.
But you could argue that they were physically weak at one point, dealing with an injury.
And inspiring at another point.
Right.
Which is both weak and inspiring.
Yeah, that's true. Riku Mura and Ryuichi Kihara. That is what I meant to say.
Oh, I know them.
Mm-hmm.
Kaori Sakamoto.
Yeah.
Third straight weakest world title.
Yeah, very weak.
Luna so Hendricks.
Mm-hmm.
Yuma Kageyama.
Wow.
All inspiring stories of perseverance and winning.
Which is a weakness.
And weakness.
Yeah.
To inspire is to be weak. Go on.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
And the winner is.
Oh, God.
Deanna Stellato-Dudek.
Yes.
The weakest woman we know.
Right. Yeah. Well, as Ashley, to quote a famous skater, Ashley Wagner, to be inspiring is to be weak.
I hate when people call people inspirational. It takes away from what they're doing.
I do think Deanna also inspires a little bit of fear, which is the kind of inspiration you respect.
I do respect fear-mongering. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
And I will be teaching my daughter the exact same
fear technique.
Yeah, and she looks pretty pleased with Deanna being the winner of this category. So,
yeah, she's a big fan.
Yeah. Oh, she's foming at the mouth.
That's spit up.
But actually, no, that's milk. Yeah.
All right. So, our next category. Oh, I hit the same button again. Whoops. Our next category is funniest unintentional music choice. This is a good one. This is highly competitive.
This is a good one.
Our first nominee is...
We don't have a matching intentional music choice.
We don't... No. No.
These are unintentionally funny things.
Unintentional funny music choices. Our first nominee is Vladimir Litvinov. Litvinov.
Yeah.
Good night, everyone. I said my brain was smooth, and I meant it.
Yeah.
So, Vladimir, very famous nutcracker into Josh Groban.
Carol Free of the skate, Bells Carol as well, of the Bells. Part of that. Yes.
Now, we were told it did make sense in the context of the movie it came from, but in the context of me watching it, and I think all of us watching it, no sense.
No. Not to mention he was wearing a tiger for his short program, did The Lion King, but wore tiger print.
Right. Which a tiger is not a lion. Or a king, if you ask
me.
And
that's what I've always said about tigers, not lions.
No. And our second nominee.
Weak.
Inspiring. Our second nominee is I Need a Hero by Guignard and Fabry. Now, I loved this because they were dressed in the same costume, which that's good.
Yeah. I mean, mostly I feel like this was unintentionally funny because the only thing it invokes in me is Shrek 2. When the fairy godmother is doing this song.
You cannot, as a millennial, you cannot associate it with anything else.
Yeah, you can't separate them.
I only imagine in like some beat up club in Riverside, California, there's a YouTube video of Imani Tandy Dupree.
Yeah.
I can't remember the drag queen's name. Tandy Dupree something. Well, basically, she performs to this song, and she falls from the ceiling into a split.
Yes.
And it's one of the most incredible...
Is that actually in Riverside?
I don't know. It's probably not
feels
far.
Feels like it.
Yes. It felt Riverside.
It felt close.
Our next nominee is Ilya Skating to Succession.
Without an HBO membership?
Without ever watching it. Yes. Which is unintentionally very funny.
Very funny.
Very funny. Very funny to just not watch Succession also. That's a mistake.
Yeah. Well, especially if you're going to be like trying to tell the story of it, of like, why am I skating? What am I portraying? You've never seen it.
I don't know how much storytelling is actively going on in Ilya's skating as of now.
Well.
So that might be at too high a bar.
Maybe there would be more, though, if he had seen the show.
If he had emotionally connected with the content.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Well, what I'm saying is the final nominee is Ilya's rendition of the Star Spangled Banner on the world's podium.
Yes, I hope that wins.
That is a good music choice because I don't know what song it was.
Well,
he was singing in Simlish.
Badeslugen Flarge, Dada Fliegen Flug.
Yeah, it was Ubby Dubby.
Yeah, it was... It was really incredible, and I think we should get right...
But it was not the national anthem.
No.
No.
And the winner is... Ilya's rendition of the Star Spangled Banner on the world's podium. So
congratulations, Ilya.
A runaway winner to me.
It doesn't get better than that. It doesn't get better really than going watermelon, 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 watermelon. While...
And then being like, shit, I forgot to say pineapple, so people didn't know.
Watermelon, pineapple, pineapple. Yeah. Incredible. Incredible.
Okay. Next category. Here are the nominees for least serious discipline. Mm-hmm. Men's singles.
Are there four?
There could be.
Women's singles.
Okay, yeah.
Pairs.
Oh, God, I hope there's one more.
Ice dance.
All right.
The least serious?
And the winner is ice dance.
Must be men's.
Ice dance. I stand.
Yes.
You thought it was going to be men's?
Yes.
Would that be your vote? That's the least serious discipline to you?
Let me say, arguably.
People are going to be mad at me. Because you know what?
Why?
Nothing can go awry faster than a men's event.
Yes, but...
But nothing is
Ice Dance, though, right?
I mean, okay, it depends on what you're trying to say about serious.
No, Ashley's talked about it.
Because I would say they take it so seriously.
But that's what makes it not serious.
Yes.
Okay, so you're like referencing like Piper and Paul's character vows.
I'm referencing everything in it. And I say that as a person who fully loves it.
And we all do.
Yeah, but that was a 2-1 vote for Adam and I both voted Ice Dance immediately.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow, a men's vote.
Yeah. I mean, I can see it for every discipline. For me, it's close.
Wait, let's rank them from most to least serious. I would say most serious is pairs.
Yes.
Well, because that's life or death.
Right. And nothing is more serious than life or death. Than
your, like, connection to this earth.
But then I think the next... So women. I think dance, women, and then men.
Yeah.
Because...
I agree with that. I think, yeah, and Ice Dance remains the least serious.
Because it also teeters on being the best.
Oh, completely. It doesn't teeter on. It is the best. But
I mean, we could pull up a clip of you saying that you think that Pairs is the best when Pairs has skated well.
That's true.
I stand by that.
So
but
where
I think
are your allegiances?
I stand by that. But my favorite one to watch, like, no matter the... competition is always dance.
It is. Rosie agrees.
Yeah.
Rosie really likes dance.
Yeah.
She really likes to dance. Yeah.
Okay, well, congratulations to Ice Dance.
Every single dancer.
Now.
Worth nothing. Ice Dancer.
Madison incredible.
Hubble. I love that tweet.
Now. Our next category, Best Kiss and Cry Drama. Our first nominee is the coach at Worlds who is wearing sunglasses in the Kiss and Cry.
Who were they with? The Hungarian pair? Was she the Hungarian pairs?
And Hungary, notorious for its very sunny days.
Right. And so sunny that you can kind of see the sun from Montreal. The Hungarian sun.
Yes, the UV rays.
Yes.
Our next nominee is Isabeau winning after falling on a spin. Kind of an unprecedented.
Wow, back again with another nomination.
And our final nominee in this category is Chalkham Bates winning nationals, Evan having the flu after the free dance, which was... That whole thing was just drama.
That was drama from start to finish before even the warm up.
It was,
right. It was, and then on the warm up,
phenomenal.
There was drama.
Yes.
Well, and Adam, weren't you saying, "Oh, he doesn't look that sick," and he did actually look very
really
sick.
I think Ashley said he looks pretty good.
Well, I think it was probably because Maddie.
No, we both
had just,
were.
Like,
I think
his face beat at that event could only do so much.
I think, didn't we think maybe she had the flu? And I was like, I hope I look like her when she has the flu.
Well, I thought they both had it, but I think maybe. She maybe had it first. And so he had it worse by the time they did the free dance.
Oh my God.
I think.
Well, anyway, the winner is the coach at Worlds who is wearing sunglasses in the Kiss and Cry.
Yeah,
and
that's
I do
right.
think that's deserved. I think that's deserved.
Completely deserved. That's right.
Congratulations. And I will be buying a pair of sunglasses soon. I've never worn them. Imagine I've like never worn sunglasses. And I'm like, I think I'll try
those
out now.
Wow, I want some of those.
Well, aren't you recording from a sunglass hut?
No, not anymore. I got rid of my sunglass. I used to have like a little display thing. This thing that you can buy on Amazon. Like where you can put glasses on, like as a display. And I thought, wouldn't that be so cool if like I had my glasses displayed? Let me just tell you, most of these were like free pairs of like Ray-Ban knockoff glasses. So no, it wasn't cool. And one time Sarah was doing like some Zoom meeting in my office where the glasses were, and someone was like, "Are you in a sunglass hut?" And that was enough to make my confidence shrivel up and fall out of my ass. And so,
and we never saw that glasses display again.
No,
or your confidence.
No, we're still trying to get that back too.
No, yeah. I'm still just a wreck. Moving on.
Our next category, breakout performance of the season. This is a big one.
Big one, yes.
So the nominees are Mona Chiba at Four Continents. Great performance.
This is incredible, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kim Chaeyoung at the World Championships. La Preva Brousseau at the European Gala.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I mean,
it made them the best dance team in the world.
Of all time.
All time.
And Carrera Panamarenko at U.S. Championships.
Oh, okay. That one, like, in seriousness, would be it for me, but it's definitely the French dance team.
And the winner is?
I mean, let's see how the Academy voted. It's...
Yeah, let's see.
La Pareva and Brousseau.
Yeah.
At the Europeans Gala.
Performance art.
And by the way, you're saying, oh, in a serious way, it's Carrera Panamarenko. I'm being serious about this. I know it's funny, but it, like, Adam and I, we were talking about
it. It's so good.
What performance on this list completely changed how you thought about whoever this was in the category? And this is the one to me.
You're right. Because you saw it and you can't unsee it.
No, yes. I'll never unsee it. Yeah.
No.
And like when I would watch them in competition, I knew I was always going to get something like fun and good. And, you know, I love that they, I don't know, I really like them as a team. But this European Scala completely, Sarah was like, what completely changed your mind about the way you thought about someone? And my life. And I was like, yeah, this really completely changed my mind, because I was like, oh, no, they're not good. They're great.
They're
like,
the best.
They're the best.
If this isn't their Olympic rhythm dance, it's a missed opportunity, because this is the epitome
of a dance party. I know. I want to see
this
it
is
so
Berlin
bad on Olympic
ice.
This is
the club at 2 a.m.
Yes.
Oh, Ashley, I want to cover this on Olympic ice. I want to do a 30-minute segment on breaking it down step by step.
And we're just changing camera angles every 2 seconds.
I do
and
think
our viewers
like this
get motion sickness. I want people to be puking.
I do think, like, at the Olympics, like, this should be an integral part of their story. Like, they did the coolest program of all time. And
of
no one
time.
Else can say that.
And I can just hear, like, Terry Gannon saying that in, like, a vignette before the whole event starts.
Yeah, he's like, and what you don't know is...
This is the greatest team of all time.
A strobe light program. Wow, congratulations to them. The best ice dance team the world has ever seen.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're the audience is cheering again, which is that's really nice for them to do.
Really nice.
Now next category is best costume made out of little to no fabric. The nominees are...
This is actually... This category is named after Luna Hendrix. The Luna Hendrix yes. Little to No Fabric Award.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, the Itty Bitty Awards.
Our first nominee, Denis Vasiliev's. Our second nominee, Lila Fear. And our third nominee, who this award is named after, Luna Hendrix. And your winner is... Oh, they're cheering too soon. I didn't say it. You guys, stop. Okay. Our winner is Denis Vasiliev's. And the Academy is giving a reason, and they're saying it is because Denis is the only one who did receive a deduction for his lack of material. And that is
Important.
That's a good reason. Luna walked so Denis could run towards a deduction.
Not towards a fabric store.
No.
Well, Luna didn't expose her nipples.
Yes.
She almost did. But she didn't.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so for that reason, It has to be Dennis.
Good enough
it
for does. Me.
And then on top of that, he got a deduction and he didn't change the costume.
No.
That's the most important part. And actually, he just kind of made a copy for his free skate. They're identical costumes.
That is, yes.
He was skating with so much conviction that it was his right to free the nipple.
And you know what? I know that, like, if I was still skating, I would look at that costume and be like, I want to wear that slutty shirt. Like, I would want to wear that shirt so badly.
Me too.
Dennis, congratulations on your award. It's deserved.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Okay. Next category. Best robbery.
Oh, God, I'm so excited.
This is a good category. Mm-hmm. Best robberies of the season nominees are
mm-hmm.
Maddie Skeezus stealing a dress.
Oh, God, that was
a physical robbery.
Yes.
Lila Fear and Lewis Gibson's scores at NHK Trophy.
Physical robbery.
That was a good. I'm for that one.
Allison Reed getting a Lithuanian passport and therefore sixth place at Worlds.
National robbery.
Benoit Ruchot stealing his own choreography from other programs he did for other programs that he's choreographing.
Tasteless robbery.
Genius.
And Deanna Stellato Dudek stealing the youth of other competitors, which is a conspiracy
serious,
going around.
Yes.
Inspirational robbery.
Correct.
Weak.
Weakness.
Robbery. Weak inspirational robbery. Wow, this is a really good category. A lot of thieves out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who won?
And in this case, again, like I said, crime does pay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's paid off for our winner, Maddie Skeezus.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Do we have a reaction from the collegiate skater that she stole the dress from?
No, but our phone lines are open if she's listening. We would love your reaction.
Yeah, we would love to know what you think of someone being praised for thievery.
For wearing another blue dress.
Right, which is a theft. Which leads us right into our next category, which is most valuable country. And our nominees are, and this is really nice that we've decided to put value on different countries.
Yeah, because some of them are valuable and some of them aren't.
Yeah, absolutely. Ask anyone. Our first nominee is Lithuania. Very valuable.
Yeah, big year for Lithuania. Big, big year.
Our next nominee is Canada. Valuable.
Canada for...
For what?
Having all the Skate Canada winners win by 100 points.
Yes.
Oh.
That's valuable.
Inflation.
Yes.
For inflation.
Literal yes. inflation.
Literal inflation.
Value. Yeah.
Our next country is Russia. They were not on the competitive scene, but they did sweep the nominations of most entertaining interview, which is pretty valuable.
And we're still talking about them.
Oh,
they might not
be
here,
but
we're talking about them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they're showing up representing other countries at the competitions.
Gone, but not forgotten.
That's right.
And our final nominee is Korea.
The whole Korea or one South Korea, North Korea?
We're both Koreas. We were thinking South.
Yeah, okay. For human rights
yes.
purposes. Right.
South Korea. Excuse yeah. me. Excuse mm-hmm. me. South Korea. And we discussed because at any given world championships, you could have 1 to 3 Korean medalists on a singles podium, which is valuable.
That's real value for sure. Who's our winner, Adam?
The winner of most valuable country is Lithuania, because nothing gives more value than changing the way that you think of Le Prévin Brousseau.
Yeah.
Or a country.
Or getting a dance team a sixth place finish at Worlds. That's a lot of value.
Yeah. I believe in that.
I believe, yeah, me too.
I believe in that.
Thank you, Lithuania.
That is actually inspirational.
Yeah. Thank you, Lithuania, for your contributions to the sport.
Can't wait to watch the next 20 events be hosted in Lithuania.
Our next category. Biggest flop of the year. Flop of the year.
God, how could this be?
The flop nominees of the year are the ISU.
Oh, they could be in the running.
The IOC.
Oh, they could be in the running.
The FBI.
Ugh, I'm not hearing good things about them either.
The CSI. Wait, Adam wrote on our document the CSI, like the show, but you mean CIA, right?
No, I meant the CSI. I meant what I wrote.
The crime scene investigators.
And it's not funny, so stop laughing at crime.
This is a flop category, so objectively it is funny.
The CSI, yes.
And our final nominee, Interpol.
Oh, they're going down.
Wow, lots of flops this year. Lots of flops.
It could be anyone.
And the winner is, do you guys have any inclination on who you think is going to win this one?
I would say it's the IOC.
Interesting. That is not true. In fact,
the CSI.
The winner is, in fact, the FBI. For not getting involved in the ISU's shit show of reawarding medals. This is a case for the FBI, and they have been silent. Their silence is deafening.
You're talking about the U.S. National Investigation Agency.
Yep. Yeah. We are.
We are taking on an international.
Look, I'm just announcing. I don't make decisions for the Academy. I'm just a presenter.
I do. And I voted for the FBI.
Adam talked me into the FBI. I was coerced.
You're not the first person I've talked into the FBI, and you won't be the last. I'm a recruiter.
Really, the idea of the Kris Jenner gif of her saying, "This is a case for the FBI," that sort of sent me over the edge of, I do feel like this is a case for the FBI, and they are sitting on their hands doing nothing. So
nothing. And they still are doing nothing.
Do you think they know about what's going on?
Oh, they know. No. I mean, no.
But you know who does know? The CSI. They know.
Well, they know. They're writing about it for their next season. Mariska Hargitay.
CSI Miami.
The CSI Miami.
Yeah, CSI Miami, and it's about Eteri on vacation in Miami.
You know, when we were writing these nominees, Sarah didn't say anything about this CSI, so I thought it was just like, she just didn't get the joke, and now she
does. I literally just, my eyes glazed past it, and then when I was reading it out loud just now,
Your brain went smooth.
Your brain went smooth.
My brain is getting smoother the longer we do this awards show. That's for
so
sure.
So is our listeners.
Yeah, it's a good thing you're wearing headphones, Ashley, so Rosie can't hear us at this crucial stage in her development.
Oh, I would never let us dumb her down.
No.
Not yet.
No, we have plenty of time to dumb her down.
She might be trying to eat her own feet right now,
but I will not. No.
Let her listen to mommy talk about figure skating.
You will not let her mock government agencies.
Absolutely not. She needs to know the actual function of the FBI and Interpol in case she needs to use them.
And the CSI. She should know the function that CSI has
Miami.
As well.
I'm still learning the function of the CSI.
And if she hears Eteri's name, she would turn to stone. So yes. I really have to be careful with that.
Yeah. So, cover your ears, Rosie. We've got a few more categories to go. Adam, what's next?
Our next category is actually going to be music playing throughout the whole time. Our next category is oldest skater. And our nominees are Deanna Stellato Dudek, Luna Hendricks, and she was nominated by Nina Pinzeroni, which is...
Nina, the only skater to actually submit a nominee for these awards.
Yeah, I was getting tongue-tied because I was going, I'm kind of emotional about that. And then finally, our other nominee in the oldest skater category is Evan Bates. And the winner is, and I will remind everyone that Deanna is 40 years old, and she's the only skater in her 40s, and the winner is Evan Bates. Congratulations, Evan. And listen, and I think we were all kind of scratching our heads at this of like, how did that work out? And we were told that when you do the math, Evan is older than Deanna. And so we did do that math and it does clear out. And the team that did do the math for us was the ISU.
I mean, in competitive skating years, he is.
Yes. Because his
one of my favorite skating Twitter accounts is the one that'll just notify you about how many skaters' careers Evan Bates has outlived.
Oh, no, it's not just skaters' careers. It's like the Liza Minnelli outlives. It's literally anything. It'll be Evan Bates' career outlives, and it's some business that went out of business. It's like anything. I mean, it's very clever.
It's amazing. Like, yeah. One, it really is so, it's like crazy and amazing that you can be that old. No, I mean, it's like, how do you do it, Evan Bates? We love
how
you.
How does he do it?
I don't know. I lost the will and the way and the drive.
And the ability.
It was mostly the ability, which made me lose the way and then the will in that order.
Wow. Okay, well, and that's an easy segue into our next category.
Mm-hmm.
Which is youngest skater.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. And we do have another nominee in this category that was submitted by Nina Pinzerone, and that mm-hmm. nominee is Nina Pinzerone.
Oh, that was smart of her to do a double nom. Yeah.
Self-nomination. Mm-hmm. Our other nominees for youngest skater,
mm-hmm.
Tara Lipinski's daughter, Georgie.
She's young.
She is very young.
Very.
Next nominee, Ashley's daughter, Rosie.
Who is younger than Tara Lipinski's daughter?
Not that it's a competition,
not
Ashley.
Not that it's a competition or
not
anything.
Not that
but
it's a competition, Ashley. Sit down.
Rosie, something's at stake.
And our final nominee is
yes.
Madison Hubble's baby.
Who is younger than everyone.
Worth nothing. Ice dancer.
Ice dancer. To quote her grandmother.
As her grandmother would say on Twitter.
About her daughter.
But in our eyes, she's worth $1 million.
Yeah, she's worth everything. Worth everything, ice dancer.
Mm-hmm. And the winner is...
Yes.
And bear in mind, one of these nominees is, in fact, 2 months old.
Right, 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 right.
The winner is Nina Pinzerone. Oh. The youngest wow. person in the world.
Yeah.
Rosie, this is your first loss. How does it feel?
Oh, my God. And we're getting a live reaction.
She's shocked into silence.
She's pissed. She's so pissed.
Wow.
Just like her mom.
All right. This leads us right into our final category. And our final category is... most babies had during the first season of The Run Through.
Wow.
This is really exciting.
Who are the nominees for that?
The nominees are Adam, Sarah, and Ashley, who is currently holding a baby that is crying. And the winner is, and this should really change her tune, Ashley and Rosie.
We're
for being
a winner,
the
baby.
Only hosts to have a baby this season. And she has... stop crying.
Yeah, how do you feel?
That's
it's
right.
Her first victory.
Yeah,
that's
Rosie.
That's her happy cry.
That's like in one of the episodes when you went, oh, you've never heard Mama's big laugh.
That was so funny. Yeah, that was
very good.
Oh, I love to shade my husband.
Wow, congratulations to all this year's winners of the No Name Run Through Skating Awards. Maybe yes. They should be called the Rosies.
The Rosies.
The Rosies.
Wow. Everyone who took home a Rosie this year, including Rosie.
Wait, that's so good. They're called the Rosies.
These are the Rosie Awards, and congratulations to everyone who won an inaugural Rosie Award.
Congratulations, everyone.
We will be sending you
your flowers.
A dirty diaper.
A dirty, oh. I got plenty.
Yes, everyone, thank you so much. What a Rosie's it has been. It's been incredible.
Where do you find these sounds, Adam?
Online.
For free.
The internet.
Yes.
Yeah.
On the internet. It's been incredible.
Wow. The 2024 Rosie Awards. What a ride.
Yeah.
Yes. It's been incredible. Thank you guys so much for joining us this year, this season. We're glad that we could celebrate it, and we still are sorry that the FBI hasn't gotten involved into figure skating.
Yeah, but we think that now that we've given them an award, they might.
They'll consider
yeah.
it.
Well, yeah, they're not going to work for free, but now that we've given them something.
Yeah, yeah, a little tit exactly. for tat.
Yeah. Yeah, we scratch your back, you scratch ours.
Yes, and on that note, we wish you well. We always have and we always will.
Yeah, Kate and Middleton. That's going out to Kate Middleton and everyone else listening to this podcast.
Yes, and congratulations, everyone. We love you, and we'll see you next time here at The Run-Through.
At The Run-Through. Bye, everyone. Bye, everyone.
Bye.